News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Border forces and armed police units deployed in the counter-terrorism grid have been directed by the Central Security Establishment to prepare and administer a new training module on the Taliban and its modus operandi to the troops in view of the emerging scenario following the Islamic militia taking over Afghanistan. Stating that the fall of Kabul to the Taliban last month may have a serious bearing on the security situation in India, the ground forces and their intelligence setup have been asked to update both their strategy, tactics, and combat syllabus on the new geopolitical situation in Central and South Asia and its grave security implication on India's borders and the hinterland. The directive issued by the security establishment a few days back also envisages a scenario where infiltration from across the border from Pakistan on India's west and illegal entry of terrorist operatives from open fronts in the east may increase, including that by foreign terrorist fighters. Officials in the Central Security Forces and intelligence wings acknowledged the new developments that have taken place in the neighborhood after the Taliban swiftly took over almost all provinces of Afghanistan last month, following the U.S. military retreating from their 20-year war in that country launched after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001 in their country, a senior officer said. Ghatlodia MLA Bhupendra Patel will be Gujarat's new chief minister after Vijay Rupani's resignation from the top post a year before the state goes to polls, the party decided after its legislature party meeting. Bhupendra was earlier the chairman of the Ahmedabad Urban Development Authority. Bhupendra has never held a ministerial post, just like Prime Minister Narendra Modi when he became Gujarat CM 20 years ago. The BJP's legislature party meeting held on Sunday was to elect a new chief ministerial face, attended by central observers, union ministers Narendra Tomar and Prahlad Joshi. Rupani had turned 65 last month, and according to sources, the party was not so confident of facing the next elections in Gujarat under his leadership. Rupani, in his resignation speech, spoke of Nai Urja and Naya Utsaha as the reason for choosing a new chief minister. Sources had earlier told CNN News 18 that a Patel was likely to be the new CM for the state. The BJP under Rupani is also said to have been facing the heat over the management of the pandemic situation, and the party was sensing some anger in the urban areas. Incidentally, Rupani was also chosen as the CM in similar fashion 15 months before the 2017 assembly elections in the state, replacing Anandiben Patel. Rupani's resignation came 15 months before the election to the 182-member assembly that is due in December 2022. Rupani, the fourth chief minister to demit office in BJP-ruled states during the pandemic, was sworn in as chief minister in December 2017. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who was rumored to be dead, was seen in a new video released by the outfit's official media arm on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in the United States. US-based Site Intelligence Group, which tracks the online activity of jihadist groups, reported that al-Zawahiri spoke on a number of issues, including a raid on a Russian military base, in the new hour-long video released by Al-Qaeda. Rita Katz, site's director, noted that al-Zawahiri made no mention of the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. A Hindustan Times report stated that Katz pointed out al-Zawahiri was shown in the video, even though reports last November claimed he had died. Last he appeared in a video message for the group was on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. The United Nations claimed that most of the terror outfit Al-Qaeda leadership resides in the Afghanistan and Pakistan border region, including al-Zawahiri. One member state reports that he's probably alive, but too frail to be featured in propaganda, the UN report said. After rumors of his death floated. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, shown in the new 60-minute video this time, offered some evidence that he's not dead, particularly reference to events after December, Katz said in a series of tweets. Al-Zawahiri, an Egyptian, succeeded Osama bin Laden as the chief of the group. He also talked about last month's US withdrawal from Afghanistan in the new video. However, Zawahiri doesn't mention Taliban's Afghanistan victory, and his talk of the US making its exit from Afghanistan could have been said as early as February 2020 upon the Doha agreement. Thus, he could still be dead, though if so, would have been at some point in or after January 2021, Katz pointed out. Nonetheless, intelligence agencies have, as of yet, offered no proof or solid assessments that Zawahiri is dead, leaving the question of his current status in the air. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored nearly 800 goals for club and country and won numerous trophies in a 19-year career. But the Portuguese forward admitted having butterflies in his stomach ahead of his second debut at Manchester United on Saturday. Ronaldo, who scored 118 goals for United during his first stint, netted twice on his return in a 4-1 win over Newcastle United at Old Trafford that sent the Manchester club to the top of the Premier League standings. "I was really nervous. Maybe I did not show it," Ronaldo told Sky Sports as he was serenaded by the United fans. "The reception was incredible. I was thinking last night that I wanted to show I'm still capable of helping the team. When I started the game, I was super nervous when they were singing my name, but this crowd is unbelievable." Ronaldo, who won 8 major trophies with United, has rejoined the club that has failed to win the league title since they last lifted it in 2013 under his former manager Alex Ferguson. The Portuguese forward said, "Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has the tools to win the league as well as the Champions League, but added the team needed maturity. We have a fantastic team, a young team and a fantastic coach," Ronaldo said. "But we have to build up confidence. The team needs to be mature if it wants to win the Premier League and Champions League. I think we are in a good way. We have to win games, build up confidence, build up the team, and I'm here to help the team." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.